Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and my darling here is with me, Sterling. Hi, Sterling.
Hello, everybody.
We had a little trouble getting started, but here we are, and I hope you believe in better late than never. Though for a while, I was starting to think it was going to be
We're beginning
never.
To think it's really late. Later.
But,
couldn't get the signals through.
Yeah, but I'm glad that we're here.
Yes.
Got some interesting things to talk about. I'm looking over a fascinating book. It's called What Jesus Taught in Secret, A Huna Interpretation of the Four Gospels by Max Freedom Long. And I was intrigued with this because I knew something of the Hunas and the Kahunas in Hawaii, and I couldn't figure out what connection they had with anything that Jesus taught. And surprisingly, what this author is saying is there was a connection between the Polynesians, the Hunas of Polynesia, and the ancient Greeks. Not Greeks, excuse me. The ancient Egyptians. And there is a secret code, and the Egyptians started using that in their hieroglyphics. But anyway, what is so fascinating about this book, Charlene, is he talks about how Jesus wrote in code and how the individuals who wrote the Gospels were not picking up the code properly, and he gives different translations of sentences and what it meant with the code tucked in there. So it's a fascinating read for someone who's interested in the Bible and what Jesus taught. It's an interesting concept. And again, you know, there's so much out there to read and look at. And I think what's happening now, Sterling, and perhaps you would agree with me, this is the time of truth when so many things are coming to our attention that's correcting ideas that we had in the past.
Well, I agree, and a lot of it is, like we said before, you know, read things and then come to your own conclusion.
True.
And make a decision of what you feel within yourself that's truth.
Right. Couldn't agree with you more. Anyway, one of the fascinating things in there, if people are familiar at all with what the Kahunas taught and what the Huna beliefs were, is they did believe in the conscious, the subconscious, and the superconscious parts of the mind, which when you go back the thousands of years that we're talking about, this gentleman, Mr. Long, is talking about 3,000 years before Christ, that they even had a concept to understand that and work with that to materialize things in their life. And you know, we're talking about that right now, about how to manifest. And to think that writings going back 5,000 years ago understood some of these principles, I think is rather remarkable.
So basically, it's not New Age anymore, is it?
So what you're saying is our New Age is really a...
it's always there. Yeah. Somebody said, oh, you're into the New Age, and I said, I don't know what new is on that. I said, it's gone back thousands of years.
So true.
Yeah, we're just kind of reinstating it, let's put it that way.
Well, I would like to kind of touch base on something, because we always have new people who are coming on board listening to the show. And one of the things that I want to mention is that very in tune with the conscious, the subconscious, and the superconscious is of course, manifesting. It is also clearing trauma from the past, from the DNA, from your own thoughts that perhaps were negative, which actually goes back to Atlantean times and the Temple Beautiful. If you read anything about some of the writings that Edgar Cayce talked about, he talked about the Temple Beautiful. And every 5 years, there was a process where the Atlanteans would go to the Temple Beautiful and clear out negative thinking, negative attitudes. And because they did this every 5 years, what happened was they were able to clear the physical body of tendencies towards negativity before organs became involved, which is the basis of disease.
Okay.
And you might hear that people do discuss the thought and the concept that the basis for disease is really spiritual issues. There's books out on the market right now about things like cancer. Well, you can give some concepts to this and some of the things that you do, Charlene, that you cannot hold anger in your body on a continual basis and not clear that out and not have problems later on with some disease, the eating away. And you probably are familiar with some of the emotions that people can become involved in, and if not cleared and rectified, that it takes on other parts of the physical body and causes a breakdown. Do you care to elaborate on some of that?
Well, part of it is that every cell has been created with the perfect intelligence of what it was created for. And I tell people, you don't get the eyes and the ears mixed up with what their job is. And so they know exactly, each cell knows exactly what it's programmed for and how to function. But what happens is, as we're going through our lives and our past life, we start having experiences that compromises that intelligence. And as it becomes compromised, it starts breaking down that higher intelligence. So our job is to go in there and remove that compromising and rejuvenation of the cells back to its original intelligence. And some of that cell memory is because of past lives, or some people are out there calling it pre-existence, and which is the same, it's just the phrasing is different. But what they do is you go in and you start removing that, because it can become a detriment to those cells, because then the memory starts breaking down, which is a vibrational frequency. And it starts breaking it down. And then you end up with, like you say, a certain part of the body or cell that is starting to deteriorate. And that's where the science right now is. That's where the deterioration of that cell is started. So we have to be very careful of what we think and what we say and what we verbalize and think in our minds. We must be very positive.
You know, it's interesting that you say that, Charlene. On one of our recent conference calls with Mother Mary, she came in and she talked about thought, and she gave a warning about watch your thoughts, the direction that your thoughts take, because what you think becomes integrated into the physical body.
It does.
And I like the way that she put those words together, because through our thoughts, we can either raise our level of health through the kinds of thoughts we're holding within, or we can move the other way around and go downward with that. There was another thing. You were talking, Charlene, about how cells have intelligence, and I would like to give an example of that. I have always been so intrigued with the knowledge of conception, how two cells, which I understand really are two halves of a cell that come together to form that first cell, and that cell starts dividing, and it knows in the division what cells should be the heart, what should be the brain, what should be the legs and the arms. So when you talk about intelligence, anybody who thinks of, you know, the formation of a child, it's one of the first things that strike you immediately, how intelligent these cells really are. And they have a script that they're following, and they know just what to do. And we're programmed, like you say, for optimal health. And then we have sort of like this raw material, the blueprint, the raw material of the cells, and then it is our thoughts and attitudes that work with that later. And also the trauma and karma from past lifetimes enter into the bloodstream, move into the DNA, and then we have another layer of change in the physical body. To me, this whole thing is just so remarkable, especially when we have a period of time like now where we have energy workers such as you who cooperate with God, the God force, the language of light, to make such tremendous changes in the physical. It is a miracle in the making.
I'll tell you, it's just a miracle to watch.
Why don't you discuss that a little bit? Because people might not be aware of the fact that when there are changes occurring in the body, that you're actually watching that. Give a little description of the role that you play.
Actually, God is the healer. I'm more or less a witness for what he's doing. The individual he's working on usually is the first witness of that, and I become the second witness because I've been trained in doing remote viewing, so I can see what he's doing. And most of it, you know, I think, well, my goodness gracious, all I see is just a lot of energy changing from one energy, and then all of a sudden you see a switch in lights and cues and designs and everything that goes in and starts reconnecting that intelligence so that that cell can start operating, because it already has the intelligence. It's just been compromised. And it says, oh, now this is what you want again? And then it'll start removing back into that because God has cleared out the negative that is compromising that cell in that particular area. I was working with a lady this last week that she's getting to the point where she couldn't hardly even walk. She was in so much pain. And she thought she had arthritis, and so I just went in and asked God, does she have arthritis? He said, no, she fell. And I said to her, well, he said you fell. She said, no, I didn't. I didn't fall. I said, okay, let me check back with that, make sure. And, of course, I can see. I'm very visual. So I could see her falling. And I said, well, you fell. You fell down some stairs. And she says, well, I don't remember doing that. I said, well, just take my word for it that that's what he said. And now let's go in and have him do the correcting of what has happened to you in that trauma. So he went in and changed it and realigned the bones and put the ligaments and tendons and all of that back into where they needed to be in their memory to support those bones back in their original state. So anyway, she went into her family and she said, well, Shirlene said I fell. And she said, but I don't remember ever falling. The family looked at her. They were in the family room. They said, yeah, but you did fall. You fell down the stairs. And you know how most of us, we get hurt, but we kind of put it out of our mind. So anyway, she's doing fine now. This is at the beginning of the week. Because God went in and put the bones back into place and the tendons and the ligaments and the muscles to support those bones in the original formation. So that's kind of what he does. And you just You watch him as he performs those miracles.
And there's another aspect of this also, Charlene, and that is, I'm trying to express it in a way that people might understand it, and that I'd like to think of as programming energy in such a way that we might either want to change the direction of our lives,
mm-hmm.
bring something new into our lives, change attitudes. You know, some people are unhappy, and they know that they're unhappy because of a certain attitude. Maybe they don't like a relative. And they know they would be much happier if they got along with one another, that it would bring family harmony, and they might not know the reason why. And these things can be cleared.
Yeah, and you're right, and that's a good point to bring up.
Yeah, because many times these are... If it's a relationship in the family and there is a problem like this of some sort, there's a good chance that this is a facing of oneself. In other words, it is an issue of reincarnation where these two people were brought together in a close family relationship to work out past differences. And so they have come together for a healing. And if you have a situation where you're not getting along with a family member or a coworker, someone who is in your daily life, who is close to you, you might consider that. That might be a situation where you are placed face-to-face with another person to bring upon a healing in a relationship. So instead of sitting back and just say, oh, this person doesn't understand me, they don't like me, I can't get along with them, rather thinking from that point of view, it might be wise to start thinking from the point of view of they're holding a mirror to me. What is it that I've got to learn about this relationship and heal? And so if you're in a situation like that, give us a call here at BDS Radio. And the number is 877-876-5227. And we'll see what we can do to help you along. After all,
you know, I'm glad you brought that up. Because I think everybody deals with that.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
I see this an awful lot through the Akashic readings that I do for people.
Uh-huh.
I have a lot of people in that situation. I had a gentleman who said to me, he went on about the different relatives. It seemed like everybody in his close family relationship, there was just a problem of cooperation and harmony. And what we got from the Akashic Records was that this group, this family group, where they came from, how they got to the point of needing forgiveness. And as soon as he understood what the problem was and how it got there and how they were, in a sense, reliving things that had happened in the past, he was able to heal that. Just knowing and being willing to work with it. And so if you've got something like that going on in your life, give it a chance, give it a whirl. Either decide you're going to work on healing it yourself or give us a call here at BDS Radio, like I said, 877-876-5227, and share your story with us.
You brought up a really good season.
Just let me finish this one thing and then jump in, Shirley, and I just wanted to add to that.
This is
the Easter season. Tomorrow is Easter, and I look at this time of the year as an opportunity for redemption, an opportunity for grace. Well, guess what, Charlene? You're not going to have an opportunity to discuss that right now because I think we rang somebody's bell.
Okay,
and your name's caller.
Hi, this is Joy.
Hi, Joy.
Hi. I have been following your show for a while and particularly lit up by when you were talking about the hieroglyphics today.
Oh, yeah.
And what I would love to ask for you lovely ladies is to help me to activate the knowledge that I know I have in myself of sacred geometry. The last week when you were speaking, Carolyn, about the Atlantis temple,
right.
Beautiful, and as you did today, and the Holon and those pyramids, all of that, I know it, and my consciousness reveals little snippets to me, and I'm so hungry for more. And just one last piece of it in case it's relevant in whatever possible clearing Charlene is able to do for me is my father used to make up rhymes when I was a child using the word hieroglyphics all the time. And when you said it, I've been thinking about him so much and the beauty of his spirit, and I'm wondering if maybe he might be a guide in reactivating this beautiful knowledge in me.
Well, Charlene, you want to give a go at this?
Yeah, because what I'll do is go in there and increase. God told me it was called the Sacred Geometric Equation of Energy. And what it does is rearrange the atomic particles, because like we were talking about, they become compromised because of some cell memory that you might have from like past life, where there was either persecution. I think we've done that with you, though, Joy, haven't we?
Yes, you've worked on me, yes.
Okay, but what you wanted to do now that we've worked on that before, is to bring it forward. Maybe what you're asking is that we bring it forward more quickly.
Yes, because in my words, this is what my consciousness has been showing me. I get taken on these beautiful inner journeys spontaneously, and it's such a privilege to surrender to that. I've been shown that the words of my writing are like sacred geometry, that they are key codes of activating and awakening consciousness in my readers.
That's
and
true.
Therefore, I want to be able to have greater mastery of consciously intending that and really offering greater service and being more effective in rendering service through that. And so I realize that I'm just starting to have this ancient memory at a cellular level be activated, and clearly there are some struggles in my actual physical structure that I'd love to have support in clearing and activating, like you said, and bringing it to greater consciousness.
Now, are you asking for... What if he's telling you it has more on another level than just the physical? Are you willing for that?
I'm. You sound super muffled, Charlene. I'm just going to repeat what I think you said. Am I ready for greater levels of that? Is that what you were asking?
Well, yeah, because you kept saying physical. You keep saying physical.
Well, I'd like for... Well, what I'm looking for is to incorporate it so that I really vibrate at the level of my knowing.
Okay.
Whatever would be the best for my next quantum leap, let's say, on all levels.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, so you want to incorporate all of the dimensions.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So that your writing is more clear or more what? You tell me. Be very precise.
Well, how about this? I believe that my writing is already very precise and very clear,
okay.
But there are always greater levels of evolution. So I'm looking for my next step. Where do I go from now? Like,
uh-huh.
I feel like my first step is complete. I wouldn't go back and amend anything I wrote. But I'm looking at where do I go from here and where do I go now? And most of all, how do I embody those vibrations that I know? Because there's a different rate from the levels of consciousness that I access that don't seem to be then translating down through to my feet, you know, all the way, that through line from the higher dimensions down to the tips of my toes.
Okay.
And that's what I'd really like.
Okay, that's what you're asking.
Yes.
Okay.
To embody my knowing.
Okay, let's go in and, God in mind, let's go in and let me... see what he's going to do in order to bring that forward. Because it isn't that you don't already know the path you're on at this moment. You're asking what is the next step.
Yes, and to be more of it, and also because as all of you were discussing in these past weeks, you know, the changes that happen at a cellular level, I still have a lot of fluid buildup, you know, those kinds of things. I see that my body would appreciate some support in integrating these higher frequencies.
Now, back off on your, what was this simulating? Are you saying that you've got swelling in your body?
That I have what in my body, sorry?
Swelling. Tell me that. Say that again to me.
I'm sorry. I'm struggling to hear you. I think what I'm addressing is that my legs swell a lot.
That's what I'm asking.
Swelling,
is it a lot of swelling?
Yeah.
Okay.
That I never had before. I mean, it's not a pattern that I've had in my life other than when I access these high states and I spend hours writing when I'm really in bliss. I'm totally joyful. I'm not at all aware of any discomfort. But then when I look at my body, it's like, ooh, my legs are, you know, three times their normal size.
Okay, that's what I was asking. Usually, if we're dealing on the metaphysical, there's still some part of you that is still not willing to totally and completely. We've been talking prior about the cells and how they have a memory, but they're retaining something. Do you really feel like that you're willing to go whatever direction is necessary at this particular time?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. That's where we're going, because sometimes we can say on a conscious level that we're willing, but on a subconscious level or higher level, we're really not too sure about the unknown.
Yeah, no, I'm really committed. There's no turning back. Yeah.
Okay, so that's okay for us to go in and look at that then.
Thank you.
Okay.
So have you finished what you have started to write?
Well, like I said, I mean, I'm really seeing that it is an ongoing process, and it is really writing itself. I am so loving, Carolyn, realizing the process of surrendering. It's like, oh, I get to. You know, I just stop whatever it is that I'm doing, and I just surrender to that inspiration and to that flow that I'm so blessed to align with, and then I let it write itself. So I would say, given that evolution never ends, neither will these writings. It's still a matter of seeing how to coalesce it, the timing of releasing it, the format, you know, how I've got such extensive volumes. I think it's probably going on 60 handwritten notebooks.
Oh my goodness, 60 handwritten notebooks.
Yeah, so it's like, how do you chunk it down? How do you release it? You know, and so I'm asking the universe to show me. It's like, what form would this? I am very aware that I have been blessed to be in receivership of this, and that it is a joy and delight to offer this as a gift. So all that matters is aligning with the right moment, the right medium for this message, and then I really am just a through line for it. That's how I'm very clear about that. It's just in service to the message. And so what would better serve those hearts that are hungry for this? Anyone that I speak about this in person, at the grocery store, everybody is like, I can't wait to read your book. Let me know when it comes out. So I can tell that there are hungry hearts there for it. I'm looking for the right team. Really, at this point, I realize, okay, I've done as far as I can alone, and I'm looking for the right team of collaborators to bring it, to birth it.
Yes, I think there are a lot of people hungry for spiritual knowledge. It is the time. People are becoming very aware. And also, I think, moments of trouble, like, you know, there's a lot of trouble and problems in the world right now with the change in the economy and people living in change and many times in fear. And so they're looking for answers. You know,
well, I certainly love everything that you share. I know that my heart delights in your shows and your messages and your calls. Yeah, I consider you a blessing, so thank you for everything
you
that you offer.
Dear. Have you joined our Yahoo group?
I'm just so getting used to being on the internet. That little step eluded me. I noticed it. It's like, oh, I have no idea what that is, entails, the whole chatting thing.
Well, you just go to my website at carolynevers.com, and on the bottom it says join Yahoo. It takes you right to Yahoo, and I send out very fascinating, well, I believe fascinating messages every day, selections from my book, different channeling. So you might be interested in that.
Thank you. Thank you for making it easy for me. It's like, oh, okay, it's the website. I am part of your newsletter. I've participated in the Lord Metatron call, so I'm definitely joined as far as that goes, but I had not taken the step of the Yahoo group. So
yeah,
thank you for...
you'll get something in your mailbox every day.
Oh, I would love that.
Well,
love
it's
that.
Easy enough to do.
Thank you.
Okay, Joy?
Yes.
He's showing me that there is, in a past life, there's a little bit of apprehension there because some of the information you're going to be picking up is a little bit contrary to what your belief system has been, and what it's going to do, it's going to challenge you a little bit. But you'll be just fine.
Thank you.
It just said that you're kind of hanging back a little bit. On
it's
that,
going to
that
do what a little
another
bit?
Direction you're going to be going.
It's going to do what a little bit? Sorry?
Well, it's just been having you hang back a little bit.
Oh, okay.
But it's going to move forward now. And just recognize, you know, just recognize that if you choose it, fine, that's your decision still. But when it presents itself, let us know what it is. Because it's a little bit of a different concept, apparently, than you've had. And he's changed that to that you're going to feel positive about it so that you can go in this new direction that you're going.
Beautiful. So the conflict has been cleared then.
Yes, it pulled it out of your past life. It was
beautiful.
Still just kind of hanging in there in that cell memory. But you're fine now.
Thank you.
Blessings to you, Joy, and have a blessed Easter.
Yes, a blessed Easter to all of us. Thank you.
Indeed.
You're welcome, Joy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I forget what you were coming in to talk about when this phone call came in, Charlene. Do you remember?
No.
We'll get you on the next time.
Let me back up a little bit.
Yeah, we'll get you on the next time.
Yeah. Well, part of us recognizing that it's kind of like we've talked in the past. It seems like because we're moving forward so rapidly into the ascension that... God really is going in just like with Joy. There's just a small percentage of a conflict in a past life that's really put a damper on her moving into another direction as well as what she's doing, but will complement what she's been doing.
Mm-hmm.
So he just pulled out that memory of the past life and replaced it with the comfort and happiness and joy that she is going in the direction. So sometimes that DNA, even in our ancestral line, will make a big difference, like we were talking about before. Ancestors are usually been put together again.
Well, my darling, we have another caller.
Okay.
And your name, caller?
This is Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hi.
What can we do for you?
I was this thing, the last time you guys were on, and I was following with the removal of the block to Wales.
Mark,
a
little louder, darling. We're having a little problem hearing you. You said you were...
Okay, I'm having a hard time with hearing you guys, too. I'll talk louder. Last time I was on, I followed along. Last time you guys were on, I followed along with the removal of the blocks to Wales. And I was wondering if I could get removal to... healing, like a removal of blocks, any and all blocks to the blocking any kind of success to the business I'm involved with.
Oh, okay.
So this is a project that you're working on, that you're talking about?
Yes, this is a business I'm involved with.
So you have a project, a business, and you feel that there is some block holding you back to bring forth the greatest success as possible?
I'm not sure if there's any more blocks left. I just want to make sure that there's nothing else in there that is going to give me any more barriers.
Well, Charlene, do you think you can help this gentleman, Mark?
Yeah, let's go in and see if... let's go in and see if there's any area. Like, for instance, we'll have to look at your DNA, your subconscious, your heart, mind, and a past life. Is that okay?
That's fine. Yeah, you
okay.
have my permission.
Right,
thank you.
So while Charlene is doing that, Mark, has something happened in your life that you feel that there's a block, or you're just asking to remove any possible blocks?
The removal of any possible blocks, but I'm in a process of doing that in my life to like a lot of clean out, a lot of purging of emotional baggage. I need to get this business going, or I'm gonna be.
You know, a lot of us are going through that right now, Mark, and I think some of that has to do with the energies that are coming in. We've had some very powerful full moons and eclipses, and it's causing a lot of change. And I think it is the basis for a lot of these desires, like you say, clean out the old, make room for the new.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of that going on right now. We're being prompted towards that, aren't we?
It seems so, yes.
So how long have you been working on this new business model?
About 5 years.
Oh, wow. So you've been at it for a while.
Yes. It took a lot of training and education up to this point, and it's starting to come together. I can
see why you want to know if there's some blocks. Five years is a long time to prepare for a new venture.
Yes, yes. It's been an ordeal.
Yeah, so you must be feeling a little impatient, ready to go.
Yeah, at times. Yeah, at times I really get impatient, and other times I just hunker down and do what I need to do. But
mm-hmm.
there is some impatience there.
Yeah, are you back, Charlene? I guess not. I thought I heard her. She doesn't hear us while she's doing this work, Mark.
Uh-huh.
And she is in an altered state as she is doing this work, so she doesn't hear our conversation at all.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of interesting, you know? A woman can tune out of the world for a while.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Mark, I need to ask you something.
Okay.
Do you have... He's showing me that you have somebody in your life that is kind of jealous, is that the word, of your ability to move forward in your business? Is there somebody like that?
Can you repeat that?
Is there someone in your life that is envious of the work that you were doing?
Not that I know of. Not that I know of. I don't talk about the business, the nature of the business I'm in. There's only like a couple of people that know, and it doesn't seem like they would be envious or jealous, but it could be. I have a neighbor that might be, but I don't openly discuss. He kind of knows what I'm, he comes over and borrows a phone, so he kind of knows what I'm up to, but I don't openly discuss what I'm doing with him. But I don't know if that's would even if he
okay,
was.
The other thing is, when you were growing up, what was your perception? What was your parents' perception about success?
Probably not good. That's for sure. I don't.
Okay,
I'm not
that's
sure
what,
how to answer that
that's
question.
That's kind of it.
Good.
It's kind of like if people would end up being in your DNA. And in your sphere of understanding, that is that people, they're kind of envious of those that can be very highly successful. Does that make sense?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay. Because that's what he's showing me. So what he wants to do is, with your permission, to go in and pull that.
Yes.
Because that's kind of like Carolyn was talking before. We get certain vibration frequency thoughts and feelings from other people, and they can be interfering with that vibrational frequency of your success.
Okay.
Okay? Especially if it's in your immediate family. So if it's okay, we'll go in and pull that.
Okay, so you're saying that the blockage or this envious thing, it goes back to childhood?
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay.
Does it?
I understand. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, yes.
That's what he was showing me.
Yeah.
So if I take you, I'll go in and change that in the energy in your sphere of understanding.
Okay.
Okay? All right.
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
You know, Mark, so much of our attitude really does go back to childhood and how we were trained. And it's not like our parents said anything to us. Well, sometimes they do say things that turn us in a direction, but there are other times it's just their attitude about a certain issue, whether it's success or how the neighbors live or how much money someone has. And we pick that up as a child, and because we're the child and they're the adult, we think we accept that as truth. And then we grow up, we mature, and we don't always think about these attitudes that we have and decide if they work for us or not, because a lot of times we're not even conscious of this attitude that's working in our lives. You probably have had some experiences of that you can recall, haven't you?
Yes. Yeah, there's a lot of issues like that.
You know, I think of this personally as playing old tapes. We recorded a tape as a child. It's almost like having, you know, a little tape recorder, and then we become the adult and we replay those tapes. And those tapes have to be reprogrammed. Now, we can do that ourselves, and it takes a great deal of time because we have to figure out what serves us and what doesn't, or we can discuss these things with an energy worker like Charlene and come up with some answers, or ask for an Akashic reading from somebody like me to get down to the basis of the problem. And so they're shortcuts.
What is an Akashic reading?
Oh, interesting. Well, we have the history of our soul. Everything that we have ever experienced is written in energy, written in vibration. It is recorded. And it's recorded for many reasons. And the area that I read the records from is in the center of the cosmos. That is, the records are held by the cherubim, and they are held for, well, the cherubim call ultimate creator all there is. I like to think of ultimate creator as source. And so sources use these records sometimes, and when source does, I see a geometric pattern on the records that I know that for certain reasons that record was reviewed. It's also there for the use of the individual that these records can be retrieved. And I usually search the record according to the person's question. In other words, the person has a particular question that they're asking, and we pull the record and the cherubim go through the record for that person to find the answer, and then I am able to retrieve that for the individual. It's quite fascinating, and it's quite remarkable.
Mm. Can you do that right now?
Well, I'm going to let Charlene finished with what she's doing.
I'm finished. One of the things that you were dealing with, not only in your what I call a sphere of understanding, which is conception to all around 10, 12 years of age, there are certain things that we're involved with emotionally, physically, spiritually, mentally, and we pick up that information, like Carolyn would say, it becomes a vibrational frequency of our belief system. And yours, apparently, he was showing me that you had enough in there that he changed for you to make it so it wouldn't be a detriment to you being successful, because otherwise it was in the field. But it's been changed now.
Okay, great.
And he changed any and all past lives that might have had the same kind of interaction with somebody that would have those types of feelings toward success. And he put in that God, money is God in action,
mm-hmm.
and also that money is God producing his love to those that choose to use it.
Okay.
Okay?
That sounds great, yeah.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Well, in answer to that, Mark, I would say that a lot of people who are having problems with manifesting success, that could be an issue, the relationship that a person has with money and with the concept of success. Sometimes people on some level that they don't even realize feel unworthy because of what they've been taught as a child. If a parent looked down upon those who were successful or those who had a bigger house, a bigger car, those attitudes are projected to the child, and the child doesn't always realize that as an adult. And
right.
What Charlene is saying is such a valid point that one must feel worthy. One must love themselves. And I'm not saying love oneself above others, but that you are entitled to the same blessings and goodness that the earth and the universe has to offer you as well as other people. That's what I mean by loving yourself and feeling that you are worthy, because if your neighbor is worthy of this, then so are you through your own efforts and work ethic. So these attitudes are very important.
I thought it was interesting how he presented that to you, Mark Duke. Because he presented it to say that success, financial success, comes from God's love. And I don't think most of us will see it as that.
Yeah, that's new for me.
Does that ring true to you?
That's really a good piece for me to hear that.
That's what you needed to hear, apparently, wasn't it?
Yes.
That it is God's love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a new perception.
And it's a different perception, isn't it?
Yeah.
And apparently, from what he was showing me, that was important for you to hear that.
Yes, it was. Okay. It really was. Thank you very much for doing that. Yeah.
Well, it sounds to me, Mark, like you had your questions answered, dear.
Yes, ma'am.
Call us again if you have another one.
Okay, I will.
Thank you, Mark.
Okay. Thanks, Charlene. Thanks,
okay, God bless you.
Okay.
So, my friends, our number here is 877-876-5227. And if there is anything that we have been discussing today that you are intrigued about, have a question about, something in your own life that you want to change, give us a call. We are here. So, Charlene, is there something of interest that you might want to discuss with us that maybe you ran across this last week with working with some clients?
I think one of the biggest things I find that, like we've talked about before, is the fact that some individuals, maybe they'll come and we'll do some work on an area that they're dealing with, whether it's financial or physical, and then it seems to not go away, and I'm really question why it hadn't changed. So I asked God, why is it this physical issue that she's dealing with not gone away? And he says, you've got to go to a deeper level now. In other words, he's pulling up more DNA and pulling up more cellular memory. And once that cellular memory has gone to a deeper level, all of a sudden the individual's, let's say, an illness, or maybe it's something else that God is releasing. And one of them right now, for most people, is with the financial area. And if we could just stay out of that fear factor, recognizing that when you ask God for help, please let him do his job instead of us going in and analyzing it to death.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but on the other hand, where finances are concerned, people's security feels threatened.
Well, and it's real.
Of course it is.
You bet.
And so it's a real threat. You feel it in your body. And that's where, you know, the threat is home and hearth. And so you feel that threat in your body. And what the problem is there, Charlene, as I see it, once you feel that threat and fear builds up, it is very difficult then to find a reasonable course of action to solve your problem, whatever that problem is. And as I would add to that, it's extremely important, I believe, to stay relaxed, to be able to cope. And one of the ways that we can cope and relax is to do deep breathing and to meditate, because it relaxes the entire body, and it is what we need to get into the higher levels of thought, the higher energies, to be able to receive inspiration to solve the current problem. So what do you think of that?
Very good.
Huh?
That's really good.
Yeah.
Because, you know, what you're talking about is finally when you go into that state, you're not in that frequency of fear, because fear is a lower frequency. Makes it very difficult for, and you know, we've all experienced it, that fear starts interfering with our ability to hear more clearly. You know, even though, because we don't know what to do, we're feeling lost and confused and all kinds of feelings that start coming in. So it is a very difficult time when people have that financial fear.
Yes, and if you have a sense of lack.
Yes.
See, that to me is another challenge. If anyone has a sense of lack or a feeling of lack, then any challenge that has to do with finances really becomes an attack, and you fall into fear. I was talking to a friend this week, and I just loved it. And she said she spends her money knowing that it is going to quickly be replaced. I thought, I love that answer.
I think that's beautiful.
Right. She had no fear of going to the store and spending money, she said, because she knew that it was going to be replaced. And more so. And to come from that point of mind and to come from that emotion attracts money into your life. Because
she didn't put a block on it.
Yeah, what you think is going to come into your life. And if you're constantly thinking lack and you're constantly thinking fear, it's going to attract that. But if you can come from that point of view of blessing the money that you spend, knowing that it's going to be replaced and in abundance, and if you can follow that thought, you will not only be attracting money into your life, but you might also be attracting inspiration, intuition that shows other places where you can earn other money. And I think it's really important to consider these things today because of the challenges that are out there. And I know in our conference calls with Lord Metatron, he discusses this frequently about staying out of fear, knowing that you are protected, knowing that you can't fail, knowing that you will have what you need. And we have to live that way. Again, folks, the number here is 877-876-5227. If you don't have a question about some of the things that we are discussing, perhaps you have an Easter story. Considering the fact that tomorrow is Easter, if you have a beautiful Easter story, give us a call, share it with your neighbor, let others know about something that you have learned that is beautiful. I think this is the time for beautiful thoughts. It is the way that we can open the heart center. Our last conference call with Mother Mary, she spoke of this, how important it is to open up the heart center. And we spoke a little bit about her wisdom with thoughts, how the things that we think are integrated into the body. And so she talked about things like observing, being aware of rain as it gently falls upon flowers, of being aware of the sounds of songbirds or the beautiful colors of the spring flowers as they open. And it is necessary now to become aware of the divine feminine. We'll continue some more of this after we see what our next caller has in mind, and your name, caller. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, a little louder, please. I'm having trouble hearing you. Your name, please?
Pat.
Hi, Pat. What can we do for you?
Hi. It's real hard to hear you.
I know the reception today is not very good, and I apologize for that.
Okay. I kind of hear an echo of myself, but I'll just go ahead and talk. I just tuned in. Can I ask you about my situation as far as relationship, if you see anything in the future? And
Pat, we'd be glad to see what we can do for you, but if you're listening to your computer.
No, it's off.
Huh?
It's off, and I'm in the other room.
Oh, good, because if you listen, people listen to the computer, there is a time lapse between the telephone and the computer.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, so you have a question about relationships. What is this, a current relationship, or is this a relationship that you're searching for?
No, you're searching for. I haven't been involved with anyone for over 20 years, and I really feel like I'm really yearning for the real thing.
You're tired of being alone.
Yes.
I could relate to that. You're tired of being alone.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question, Pat. Do you have a picture in your mind of the kind of individual that you would like to manifest?
Well, the past few days I've been thinking, do I need to be specific? Maybe I should think about that. You know, in that sense, not really. I was thinking I'd like someone quiet, someone... The other part of it is I really feel like I need to be supported. Life has been really, really hard.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about that. I like to use the example of being in a restaurant. You go to the restaurant, and you sit down, and you look at a menu, and you see what's on the menu, and you make a decision as to what you wish to eat, and you give the order to the waitress, knowing that, she's going to bring back what you asked for.
Okay.
And this is how the universe works. The universe will answer you. But when you send out that message, if you send out a message that is uncertain, that is not to the point, that is not decisive, the universe will answer you, and they're going to give you what you thought, what they, the universe thought you wanted. and you might not get what you had, what you desired at all.
Okay.
So being precise is extremely important.
Okay.
And I would suggest that you make a list of all of the attributes that you want in a person. Now, Charlene talked about making 100 entries. Well, that would really be precise. I don't know that I could make 100 entries, but the point is, the more precise you get, the more closer to the ideal that you are looking for. And this is really what you want. Somebody that's going to be compatible with you. Someone who is going to have harmony with you in your life. And that's why it is so important. I'm going to give one small example. Suppose you, this is an example. You're a non-smoker, let's say, and you can't stand the smell of smoke, but you don't put down in your request that you would like to have someone come into your life who is a non-smoker.
Mm-hmm.
So the universe provides this individual that they think would be suitable for you, and the individual happens to smoke. Well, right away, you've got this conflict because it might be very important for you to have a non-smoker, and here someone comes into your house smoking, and it just throws everything off.
Yeah.
That's why it is so important to be precise, to order what you are looking for.
Okay.
So you sit down, you make your list, you are as precise as you can be, and you read it a couple times, maybe every day for a week, to make sure that you've got every component down there of the things that's important to you. So you're accumulating information, so to speak. And then the next part of the program is to manifest what you put down on that paper. And so the question is, how do you do that?
Is to what? I'm sorry, I didn't hear
you. How do you manifest that?
Oh, right.
Well, it's just like this waitress who comes, or the waiter who comes and gets your order. You've got to know, you've got to be self-assured that you're going to order this person from the universe, and the universe is going to deliver that person to you. And so it is good to be in a very relaxed state, a meditative state. And if you don't know how to meditate, you know, we can talk about that later, but you need to be relaxed, play some music, take a leisurely bath, get all the tension out of your body, and then you visualize what you are looking for. It's almost like you can see this individual, and then you send your order off to the universe. You don't have to know exactly where it's going, but the intent is to go out there so when it comes back, it is clothed in the garments of this individual. And the other part that is most important, to have the emotions, to go through the emotions of what it would feel like when this person that you are yearning for finally comes into your acquaintance. How would you feel? Would you feel excited? Would you feel fulfilled? Would you feel happy? It is that emotional excitement that moves the particles of creation to bring this person to you.
Okay.
It's all part of manifesting, and you see this person coming into your life, and they will come. I'll give you a little story about that, Pat. One of my children went through this. She was yearning for someone, and I talked to her about this, how you manifest an individual into your life. And she was interested in sports, and she made this list, and one of the things that was on there is she wanted somebody who was interested in sports, healthy things, running and the gym and so forth. And so we talked about it. She made her list, and I said, okay, now what you've got to do is Don't sit in your room. Make yourself available. Now, this person, where do you think you might meet them?
Right.
And so I told her, I just want you to think about it. Don't answer me now. And see, now you're letting your intuition do some work for you. And she says, Mom, I think I want to join this health club downtown, but it's very expensive. What do you think I should do? And I said, well, darling, I think you ought to get your membership right away.
Uh-huh.
And this is where she met her husband.
Wow.
So I have lots of stories like that. It is working in the world of spirit, Pat. And I suggest that when the show is over, you start making your list, darling.
I will. Thank you,
Charlene,
so much.
Charlene, before you go, Charlene, is there anything that you want to add to this?
Yes. One thing that when I'm having somebody do their list and we're taking it and having God put it in the energy field, if you say that I want somebody that is trustworthy, you can put that down, but you put down, I choose to have somebody that is trustworthy at all times. Or that he is kind to me at all times. Because maybe they are one week, but maybe not the next week, okay?
Yes.
Be very, very precise, because the universe is recording exactly what you choose, and it brings back what your choice is. So be very, very precise, like she was saying. He is kind to me at all times.
Okay.
It is easy for us at all times to communicate our feelings to each other. Does that help?
Oh, it's great. It's great.
Now, Pat, something that I would like to say to you, make your list. Charlene and I are going to be on the air 2 weeks from now.
Yes.
Call back.
Make your list, call back, and Charlene will help you program the field. What do you say?
Charlene will help me what?
Program the field to attract this gentleman in your life.
Great. I will.
He's just waiting for you.
He's probably looking
you.
For a nice young lady like you.
Is he really?
Yes.
Oh, I believe it, most definitely.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Do you know how many people, unfulfilled people out there who would like to meet someone that is sincere and loving and, you know, there's so many people. They want to be happy, Pat.
That's right.
They're like you. They're looking for happiness.
Yeah. Okay.
And you want the right individual.
There you go.
That's right.
So be very, very precise, because the universe only interprets what you say. It's what you say, and as soon as you write it, it becomes part of the holograph of the universe.
Okay.
So writing it is important.
Call us back in 2 weeks, Pat.
I will. Thank you both.
Let's get that guy in here.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, Charlene, you'd think this was Valentine's Day instead of Easter, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, huh?
That's okay. I love Valentine's Day. I love lovers. You know, I was in Paris, and you know how they say Paris is the land of lovers. It is so true. I just love it. Everywhere you go, you see the guy and the girl. They're walking either hand in hand, or they're sitting on the steps, and he's got his arms around her, or you're seeing a wedding someplace. It's the land of lovers. I love it.
Yeah, and put it in for the right individual, because sometimes a person manifests what they think that you want to have, and then later on, well, it doesn't do it anymore. So you've got to be very precise. But
I don't know, Charlene, the kind of goo-gollies that these guys were doing with one another, I think they had the right one.
Yeah, they got to have the right guy there.
Give us a call,
friend. Yeah, they don't have to always have exactly the same interest. But it's so beautiful when you see a couple that maybe her interests are different, but he supports her in her differences.
You know, I'm glad that you said that, because that's so true. It's people looking in the same direction. They might not be exactly the same, but like you said, they're willing to support one another in their belief system, in their goals. You know, it is such a beautiful thing to have someone in your life who is so desirous to support you in every way possible. And if you have someone like that in your life, then friends, go kiss them. Tell them how you appreciate them.
I think that's important.
Yes, it's extremely important. You know, we don't show enough appreciation to the people in our lives. Tell them that they are wonderful. Tell them that they are a good guy or they are a good gal. Why wait to Valentine's Day or Easter? You know, bring them a flower once in a while, even if it's one rosebud, even if it's a six-pack of beer.
I had my granddaughter make an observation about that one time. We were in the grocery store, and she said to me, "Grandma, how come everybody keeps smiling at you?" And I said, "Because I smile at them." And I said, "Remember, maybe that's the only big smile they get for the day. And you've given them the opportunity to have somebody smile at them. So just always have a smile for everybody." And
good thinking, my darling.
Because sometimes, like you say, we don't show enough appreciation. Let me give you an example of something I did a couple of days ago. I called on this customer service thing, and they said, "Well, it'll be about 5 to 10 minutes wait." And I said, "Oh, okay." So, of course, I'm sitting there waiting, and it goes on and on. Well, when the customer service, the lady come on, I said, "You know, before we go any further, can I just thank you for that 10-minute wait?" I said, "That was the most beautiful music that you had on as the Blue Daniel Waltz." And I said, "I appreciate that opportunity to sit back and just relax and listen to that beautiful music. So thank you." And you know what? I bet she was totally shocked because she said, "Oh, okay." And I thought, because it was grand. You know, we have to show appreciation and not be so quick to criticize, but more quick to praise and get honor to people and what they are doing for you.
Well,
and I think you're right on about that.
Oh, yeah. It's something beautiful, and you said something that is so true, that with members of our family, it's easy to fall into that trap of being critical.
Yes.
I have a phrase that I like, fluff their feathers a bit. If you have somebody that you love, fluff their feathers every day.
Yeah, ruffle them, huh?
Yeah, really. It doesn't cost you anything.
Not
and
really.
Not only that, you might get something really nice in return.
Well, it's just the fact that you have just raised that individual's vibrational frequency. And if you could look that you just gave them and honored their presence in this world by raising that frequency, it not only does theirs, but it does yours as well.
That's true.
And you're not doing it for you. You're doing it because that's the right thing to do.
Well,
and
you'll be happier.
Well, it just, people get in the workforce, and I know that people in customer service, it's a tough job.
Oh, yeah.
They spend the whole day with people hollering at them. And it was surprised when she said, "Oh, okay." I knew it would surprise her, but it was a beautiful 10 minutes to sit there and listen to the Blue Daniel Waltz twice. And I just sat, oh, my gosh, I wouldn't have allowed myself that 10 minutes, you see, because I would have just kept hurrying, right?
That's
so I thought,
true.
No, you take this time and enjoy.
Charlene, I had a little notepad. These were was a pre-written message of appreciation going out to people, I mean, you didn't even have to write the note. All you had to do was, the note was printed, just put it in an envelope and send it to a person.
Yeah.
And they said, send out 10 a day. It would change your life.
Oh, my goodness.
Find 10 people that you can give praise and appreciation to. Huh?
You know what? That's a good point. You know, we should make more of a practice of that.
I really think it is so true. It's something that I've learned from the spiritual hierarchy. Something that the spiritual hierarchy loves and it attracts them is appreciation when someone is loving and has appreciation. It attracts members of the spiritual hierarchy.
Good point.
It is like the bee being attracted to honey.
Oh,
and
that's good.
Yeah, it's two attributes that they love.
Well, isn't that why we're really right now being admonished? And I'm seeing it happening very quickly in this new energy shift that we've had since. Well, it was February, and that is that what you're thinking right now is being manifested very quickly, so be very careful about what you say and what you think. But the other thing would be also in conjunction with that is to say, how much better is this world going to be if every day I send out a thank you or appreciation to somebody that will raise that vibrational frequency of the universe? How much more ready are we going to be for that ascension? How much do I do every day to make that possible?
Well, Charlene, I would agree with you, and however, I would just like to point this in a little different direction. Yes, it seems to be relatively easy to give compliments to people who are outside of our family, strangers. And that's fine. I'm not taking that away. Strangers need that kind of courtesy. But consider the people within the family. You know, you have a woman or a husband, whoever does the cooking, and they prepare a meal. And does that cook receive more compliments or more complaints? And we have a tendency to complain about things if it's wrong or we feel that it's wrong, but we don't always offer encouragement and compliments when you're doing something right. And so give that some thought. Those people around you are hungry for praise.
I think everybody can always use somebody to make them feel like, to lift their spirits.
Oh, yeah, because
and to be appreciated.
Life can be harsh. And we need to have our spirits lifted by those that we love. Who else can you go to share your load, share your burden, if it isn't with the people that you love?
Right. And it should be more with them than others. And, you know, like you said, sometimes it's almost easier to do it with somebody else instead of those that are close around. And as a matter of fact, when you start that process, they're really quite surprised. Because somebody will say, okay, what are you up to? What is it that you want? Isn't that what you hear?
That's right. So you just tell them a box of cherries and a dozen roses.
A good point. Yeah, I like roses, everybody out there. I love roses.
Okay, folks, 877-876-5227. We have about 20 minutes left of the show. So if you are thinking that you would like us to read something in your records or have a healing, give us a call. Charlene, this is a good time. Give your number, sweetheart, so
oh,
people
that's
can reach
right.
you for a private reading.
Okay, it's 801-944-9346. And if I don't call you back like a lady today, I said I apologize. Because sometimes I don't get them right at the beginning, so please call me again.
Mm-hmm.
I got a new phone system, and it's still doing the same. So what can I say? So please call me
energy,
back.
Darling.
It isn't that I'm ignoring you. It just, I don't always get it. And I told her, you know, I'm sorry. I just barely got your message. Well, I called you a few days ago, and I said, well, I really apologize, because it just seems to be what's going on. So if you'd please just call me back, I just appreciate it.
And for me, our latest website is www.the2012countdown.com. This is a remarkable website. Visit it, and you will love it. Also, www.metatronminutes.com. You can sign up for our free newsletter. And we have a couple really, I think, interesting things on the horizon. And for those of you who might not know my work, I channel from a lot of individuals on the other side. And the latest work that I'm doing now is with Mary Magdalene. And what Mary Magdalene is doing is she, in her own words, is telling her personal story of her life, and it is magnificent. I read a little piece of that to Charlene today, and I think you would agree that it really is touching, isn't it, Charlene?
Very touching. Very
yeah.
touching. And this is a good time for it to kind of touch your hearts with those that loved each other.
Yeah, she was talking about how it was when she and Jesus was on earth, and how living under a conqueror like the Romans, living under in a world where the high priest extracted a lot of money from the people, and I just think her story is a really different and new insight as to what life was like then, and this relationship between she and Jesus was just beautiful. So there was a constant worry with his safety, because he was out preaching, and the Romans were listening, and the high priests were listening, and so in her heart she carried this great concern about his safety. And I'll just read this two sentences. I just love it. He says, because of my great love for him, I was constantly distraught because of his safety. Yet when I looked into his eyes, I saw such peace there and love and acceptance. How could I voice my fear? I could not. So I carried this dread and fear deep within my heart. I would support him no matter what cost to me personally. I stood next to him in silence, knowing that when the time was right, he would discuss this with me and we would plan. We have a caller, and your name, caller.
Hello, it's Dominic from London.
Oh. Hi, Dominic. What can we do for you, dear?
Hello, okay. I'm trying to think about the situation. It seems like whenever I try to progress with something, I always feel like I've got a kind of hand shoving me back in my face.
Okay, let me repeat what you said, because I was having trouble understanding. We have a very poor line today,
yeah,
and I apologize
can't.
For that.
Carolyn, I can't hear him.
I'm getting him to repeat it so I can repeat it to you, Charlene,
okay,
because I'm
you.
Having trouble hearing, you're having trouble hearing, and it is a problem.
Yeah.
So, Dominic, you are saying whenever you do what?
I have the feeling that when I want to progress with something...
When you want to progress?
It feels like there's a hand pushing me backwards.
There's like a hand pushing you backwards?
Yes, it's like in my face.
In your face. Now, did you understand that, Charlene?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Let me go in and clear that for you, okay? Let's go have God clear that for you, Dominic.
Thanks.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I just love it, Dominic. I just love it. You tell Charlene the problem, and she says she's going to go in and just have God clear it. What more could you want for Easter?
Mm-hmm.
So, Dominic, what's it like in London right now, weather-wise?
Oh, a bit wet.
Wet?
Rain.
It's raining?
Sometimes there's no rain, but sometimes there's a lot of rain. It's interval.
Uh-huh.
And so it's rather grey today.
Grey?
Mm-hmm.
Well, isn't it grey a lot in London?
The other day it was lovely and bright.
Well, good. How many of those do you have in a week?
Sorry?
How many beautiful days do you have like that in a week?
Yeah, three days a week usually. Lovely weather, and some days it's not so good at all.
Well, I'm glad you got some good days. We have a beautiful day here today. It was raining in the morning, and the rain cleared off, and I'm looking at spring flowers. Has spring come yet in London?
It's on the way.
It's on the way?
Yeah. It's still a little bit chilly, but we're seeing signs of life in the plant.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think Charlene's working very hard in your behalf, Dominic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Dominic, tell me how you're feeling.
I feel much, much lighter.
Uh-huh.
Now, it's a puzzling thing. I think this a certain kind of feeling has been there for a good many years, and I'm still, you know, there's been a lot of other things as well.
Okay, good.
And I'm still trying to work out what it really is. But, you know, it almost feels like maybe like a past life situation where...
Right. Well, some of them, Dominic, I'm finding clearing for people, too, that this, I call them transfers. And
uh-huh.
that is sometimes there's those that have been here that just out of, you know, they're just kind of ornery individuals. And sometimes they're transferred from one generation to another.
Yeah.
And they just don't go back when it's their time to go back. And they stay here and kind of interfere from one generation to the next. But that one's gone, okay?
Okay.
God took him back to his light and his love.
Yeah.
And that should help you quite a bit, okay?
Thanks very much indeed.
You're sure welcome.
Blessings to you, Dominic, and happy Easter to you also.
I just thought I'd mention, I feel, well, last time I phoned, dealing with my teeth. And I feel, you know, there was a problem with one of my teeth. I feel it is much better these days.
Well, good.
Yes, you know, that's quite astounding because, you know, all the problems one has with teeth and all the fears one could have. It's a very important thing. Thank you very much.
I'm glad to hear it's improving.
Okay. Well, I'll speak to you in good time.
Yeah, just give England our love.
Oh, indeed. I'll send it my love to you tomorrow morning when I step outside the door.
Okay, thank you.
How wonderful.
Dear. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you, Dominic.
Bye.
Well, friends, our number here is 877-876-5227. And we're getting close to the end, maybe 10 minutes. If you have a quick question, give us a call because we'll be off the air soon. And if you don't call and you have a question, you're going to be sorry you missed us because you're going to have to wait 2 weeks. So time's marching on, friends. Give us a buzz.
It's kind of interesting how we have holidays like tomorrow that brings families together, and their whole heart and mindset gathers around those that they care about.
True.
And it's a good thing we have that. We almost have sometimes put time aside in order to do that, don't we?
Yeah, it's good to have days that we can celebrate the family and enjoy one another. where else can we go for help and peace and cooperation if it isn't inside the family?
Well, that's where it should be. And I'm telling you, I have seen family situations where they were just not put together. And once we've gone in and started changing that sphere of understanding or past life or DNA,
mm-hmm.
that the vibrational frequency for which that family operates starts to change. And they become friends. I've seen families where they weren't even speaking to each other. And see them now doing things that they enjoy with each other.
Imagine living like that, not speaking to one another in the same household.
Yes, or even after they get married, they just become entangled from each other, and they get more and more so rather than closer, because they don't have to interact, and so they just distance themselves more and more. But it's been a joy to me to see families where they've gotten back together and are friends again, and it's just been a real joy to watch.
I think so. I would agree with that. Let there be joy and happiness. We have another caller, and your name?
Hi, Carolyn. It's Noella calling from Canada. Happy Easter to you both.
Oh,
happy
hi.
Easter. And I didn't
hi.
Get your name. I got Canada, but what was your first name?
Noella. It's
Noella.
Like
okay.
And I talked with you a while back, and I got you at the end of the show, and you said call back because you wanted to tell me something about my voice.
Oh, you have a lovely voice.
Yeah, you started saying something about my voice, and like you were going into the records or something, and then we ran out of time.
Okay,
so
do it for
I don't know. I know you've got lots of people calling you, Carolyn, so I don't know if that helps you, but I was just
no,
curious what
it
meant.
No, it doesn't. Can you tell me what this revolved around?
Well, I think you were just trying to tell me, like, whether I was a light worker or had some abilities with my voice that would heal, something like that.
See, I don't remember the reading, and this is a little out of context. Can you give me any other information around the message? What was the question?
Well, I think I was asking what my, like, not contract, life contract, but what I had planned to accomplish spiritually here.
Okay.
And I just wanted to know if I was on the path.
Okay.
I've been doing a lot of research and meditating and trying to talk
with
God.
How did the voice come into this?
I beg your pardon?
How did the mention of the voice come into the life path?
You said something like your voice carries a certain... I didn't know if it healed or you were going into healing or something like that.
Oh, okay. Why don't I do this, Noella, is because... I don't recall the particular incident. And
oh, that's fine.
What I could do is, let's take a moment. Did we talk anything at all about the mission?
Yeah, anything you can tell me, it would be great.
No, the time that you called last, did we get any information about your mission?
Oh, no, because we ran out of time.
Okay. And of course you're calling here where we've got 5 minutes.
I know. I'm always like that. Last one on the draw.
Now, if we don't get everything for you, you can call next week now on Sunday. But let
okay.
me see if I can find out something real quick about your mission.
And I'll try to be faster next time.
Yeah, you want to know if you're on the right path and what your mission is, right?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Okay, let me see what I can find out for you.
Thank you, Carolyn.
The cherubim have your records. We can't get into detail because of the time, but what they are saying is that everyone who has been given the opportunity to come to this planet has, in some fashion, planned to help others and also to increase their own soul growth. And if a soul is not working on those two paths, they would not have been given permission to incarnate in this time frame. And the reason for that is because there are so many people who want to incarnate now because of this great spiritual, we're on the brink of great spiritual development, and there's a lot of people who want to come. So the mere fact that you are here indicates that you are interested in your own soul growth and you're interested in helping other people. So that was the first statement that they wanted to make. The second statement is that, do you meditate?
I do. It's but it's not like the chanting type. I sit and I wait, and I'm trying to like talk to my guides. And I'm not sure if I'm getting through.
This is the area that they are suggesting that you really need to work with.
Okay.
That what the message was the last time is the quality of the vibrations through your voice, that your voice brings healing. But what you really need to be doing is to meditate and connect to your higher self or your higher mind to get the kind of information that is going to move you ahead much quicker. And we really can't get into the methods for meditating, but what I would suggest is that you call me not tomorrow because I'm going to have the day off because it's Easter, but call me the next Sunday. And ask me the question about how you meditate and how you connect to the higher mind.
Okay, I will. I'll ask you those questions. I'll write them down before I forget. But
and don't call 5 minutes before the hour is up.
Well, I hope you have a great day off. And
you
thank
too,
you
dear.
For
you have a
call.
Good day. Good time tomorrow too.
Okay. Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye. Caroline, we've got maybe 4 minutes. Why don't you give your telephone number one more time?
Okay, I'm Mountain Standard Time, and it's 801-944-9346.
Okay, and for me, we have a lot of websites out there with great information. A lot of my websites are connected with CarolynEvers.com. We have gateways there to the Akashic readings if you're interested in a full Akashic reading. And so many of my wonderful books that I've channeled from the Masters. And at the bottom of that page, you can connect with the Yahoo group. I send beautiful messages every day to my Yahoo group, so you might be interested in that. I hope all of you have enjoyed listening to us, as we certainly have enjoyed being with you. And, Charlene, we have 2 minutes, darling. Is there anything special that you want to mention to people?
Other than, you know, we just send you God's love and our love and see how much in some of the areas that we talked about of sending that love. And I think one of the conference calls we had that I thought was so important, and that was to manifest the Christ consciousness and to manifest that from your being when you're out in the store or any place. Just recognize that you're transmitting that to those you come in contact with.
That's true, dear. And I think if I had a word of advice from the Masters, it's to love yourself. Accept yourself for who you are. That there are fragments of God that you carry within you. We call it the soul. They are God's particles. You carry God within you in that sense. So love yourself, love others, be happy and full of joy. Until next week, my friends, this is Carolyn Evers and Charlene McNeil. We were delighted to share this moment with you.
We send you great love and joy.
Goodbye for now.